my voice because I was doing the slogans. And I will be welcoming the meeting of the members and CEO in your delegation. I want to first apologize. We have apologies from Honorable Smiley. The attending other meeting. And we have apology from our story. He's doing oversight with communication, with follow committee. The chair, I think, is also on the day, but he's on the way. And then we have apologies from Honorable Jerry. He is sick. So those people, they have a number, you can send the SMS just to the those people to. This is our quality, but I expect to receive here from the secretary. We also intend a policy to be approved of your delegation here.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Yes, we do have an apology from the Deputy Chairperson of Council, Mr. Ben Martins, who could not join us today, and also an apology from the Chairperson of Council, who is engaged in the Northwest at the moment. Those are the apologies, Chairperson, that I received from the members of Council. But with me today is the Chief Financial Officer of Robert Allen. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I would like to do the introduction. Well, I started the introduction. I didn't do that part. My apology because of this important thing. Who is speaking to? My name is Linda Moss. I'm just acting now as a chairperson because our chairperson is on her way, so I'm requesting me to do change the business as long as he's not here. Then I will give over to the members to introduce themselves, and then I will ask the CEO to introduce the delegation.
Good morning, I'm Anneli Lottery, DA.
I'm D.W. Marwanda.
My name is Musiso Kaba, the Commissioner of London County.
I am Mr. Zimbada, Special Advisor to the Minister.
Morning, Masia Bukhaneli from Aten County.
Morning, my name is Musiso Madima, Aten County.
Good morning, my name is Omar Lali, Chief Financial of Robert Allen Museum.
Thank you very much. CEO, don't you, your HR is not here, the one who has been appointed here. We're supposed to be here at the first meeting to attend as a portfolio committee. But anyhow, you are here as a yes. Thank you. I don't want to relate because with the time already up. Actually, I want to ask the Robben Island Museum to do the presentation.
you will be taking part of the committee. Actually, a repeat of what we did in November 2010. We were requested by the committee to make the same representation. It was done actually on the 17th of November, which was the presentation on the 2009-2010 annual report. Also, I'd just like to apologize to members of council about the numbering. There was a bit dark because of the images. So you might find that some numbers you can't see because of the embedded images in the slide. But we have tried our best to make sure that they are visible to the members. Chairperson, that's a sentiment that in the one of the bigger challenges is that we are talking about something that we came and spoke about last year, and also the CFO and I are talking about looking at presentation on the annual report, which we do not have much input, so hopefully members of the committee will be able to contextualize that, because you and I were not there when even the annual report was compiled, but of course the principle of taxation means that now that we are here, our report will be as you can see, it's got a lot of images because we were hoping that maybe this presentation will take place before the actual visit, so we're supposed to give a presentation to members of the committee. We are covering quite a wide range of issues, the diversity and scope of Northern Ireland, development, present, challenges, achievements, and of course the annual report 2009-2010. Members of the committee are aware, and the committee is the one that visits to the island, so when it comes to some of the structures and installations that are referred to in the very diversity and scope, I'm sure members of the committee will have a picture of what I'm talking about. We have an island with a village, including a school, shop, cleaning, post office, graveyard, gun emplacement, power station, the lighthouse, desalination plant, churches, medical street, transport yard. If you look at it, it's actually a municipal entity on its own. It's not an ordinary thing here. We also have sites around the Valence Bay Harbor. Of course, we also have a responsibility to look after the natural environment, including the flora and fauna, and both indigenous and exotic on the island. The main land components include J1. J1 is on the side of the main waterfront, and one of those creations is rather historic embarkation point for Robert Island, for political prisoners, and water. And one of those places that is not existing. The reason is one could not take it very to the island due to weather or sea conditions. We also have Maridia Archives, based on the University of the Western Cape. We have the MBAC Harbor, which is the harbor section that we have in the museum. And of course, the National Mandela Museum. I have the images of the village, that is the lighthouse, which was built around 1854, and it's still running. The maximum security prison, built in 1963, which actually today is the main tourist attraction, given the fact that even the declaration of Northern Ireland as a world heritage site was based mainly on the layout of fortified. Therefore, the land is quite a lot of improvement has been done to it. That's the J1 historic embarkation point for both water and island. MMG Nelson Mandela Gateway. We also have images of UWC Robben Island Museum at the Valdivia Hunt. In terms of development, I think there are some slides that show the history from 1993 to the
maintenance plan and all our boats are maintained properly, but of course, the very expensive operation.
when it comes to sea or rough sea conditions, there's not much that you can do to deal with those problems. And of course, with mechanical breakdowns came negative publicity. But of course, I think that just maybe hiring a spin doctor to deal with the problem, I think it's better that you deal with the source of the problem, so to attend to the work. Because as we maintain that we are not in the business of filing votes, so we shouldn't be in the media or in the news about how bad or how difficult it is or it is for other candidates to maintain to run votes, because we are about conservation of energy, and that's what we should be reported about in the political. So I'm very glad that we made some significant progress in addressing those problems. Even our old board or historic board has now been commissioned and they are annulled. And we did have an investigation by a new council decided to have an interaction with the police to talk about the investigation. And then, and even the appointment of a new military operations manager, that has helped a lot. There were challenges, and there was a feeling that maybe there was sabotage, even though not much could be proved. But I think that pronouncement on its own was enough to make everyone understand that we are serious and we want to turn this organization around. And since then, we really haven't had the kinds of problems that we used to have. And in terms of achievements, a lot has been achieved with the appointment of council, the appointment of CEO and the CFO. We've got the national environmental problems that have been brought under control, the restoration of facilities, and we've also had exhibitions as a museum, because that's what we are about, and also a number of events and conferences taking place on the island, and also educators and schools visiting the island, because it is important that we make the island accessible, especially to South Africans. And we've always made sure that there are winter promotions. During the period of 2009-2010, we had close to 270,000, so almost 300,000 people visiting the island. And actually the number has stabilized, so we are still doing well. I think when we come to present before this committee the 2010-2011 report, we will be presenting a picture that shows that we are, the organization is stabilizing, so actually the numbers have not fallen. I think during the World Cup we did participate in terms of hosting visitors and other celebrations that are linked to the World Cup. And as far as our council is concerned, a lot of work was done last year, at a time when council also had to perform operational duties because there was no executive management. A lot of things were achieved with subcommittees of council at attending to problems that they discovered when they arrived. Those are some of the committees and their council being very active in addressing issues. Those are the subcommittees of council, governance, state, education. But I must say that since the arrival of the executive leadership, we have made changes to those committees and actually reduced them, because I'm here and the CFO is here. Senior management is there to do most of the work that was performed by members of council or committees before our arrival. I think the 2009-2010 annual report, there were some challenges. It was a qualified report, and we did contextualize it in terms of why we were qualified. There was a restatement of the corresponding figures of the previous year on property plant and equipment, and actually the AG even wrote a letter actually confirming why there was that qualification, which was unavoidable at the time. So we have made some progress in addressing some of those issues for the 2010-2011. So that's just the history. And as you say, 2010 is outstanding, because until it's been tabled officially by the minister before parliament, we can't really share that information with members of the committee until the minister has done that in terms of tabling it officially. We are in the process of reviewing the...
Sorry? You are saying? Excuse me?
No, I'm saying we haven't been submitted to the minister yet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And who do you report to, by the way? Who do you report to?
Who do I report to? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we report to council.
And who does council report to?
To the minister.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In terms of what you are doing.
Shall I comment at the head of the presentation?
The current interventions, that has been achieved. The review of organizational structure and vacancies, we are busy doing that. We have finalized the strategy plan. We are actually busy working on the strategy plan for 2012 to 2015. And that's it. Thank you very much, members of the Portfolio Committee.
Thank you. Thank you, CEO. Before I go further, I just like to apologize for coming late. Did you know I was never late? When I entered Parliament, I found myself that I'm an alien. I don't have permit. Whether you say you are not an MP, they say we don't know you. You must start at the permit office. So that's why I came a bit late. Well, you see, I will not have access to Parliament. They say maybe I'm a terrorist or whatever. They don't know who I am. Thank you. I hope everyone has been introduced. My name is Thandi Lefundus. I'm the chair of the Portfolio Committee. Unfortunately, when I came in, I had to overthrow Honorable Moss, because if you don't take authority, you'll be overthrown without you knowing. I believe members, the CEO has presented the issue of the report and the financial plan. So we'll take questions from members. I believe members were noting Honorable Mshwana, Honorable Lotret, Honorable Ndapane, Honorable Nchikaila. Okay, in that order, Honorable Mshwana.
Thank you, Chairperson. I would also like to start before appreciating the document to apologize because I had to run out to the other committees. Those were political hikes, so I had to go there. I apologize for that. And I want to thank the CEO for this tabled report in front of us. Thank you very much for that. Yeah, I think it's very clear. But I've got a few questions to ask. Few and very brief. The first one is the whole issue of relationships. Because I in one slide where you have fired some people, also those who are fired and those who are fired and suspended, I think it's some development under that. It's worrying that we understand that people have to be suspended. That's why there is this terminology in this world. People have to be suspended sometimes. But if you suspend and fire, and I'm checking what's happening in Rovina Island, because it's like the relationship there definitely needs for some very serious visits. Because it doesn't matter who comes in. If people come and there is some things that cause people to be like, if you're not fired, then you resign. It's like something is not very right, unless if I don't understand. I'm checking if the relationship issue there is taken care of, especially because Rovina Island is for the whole world, because of what happened there, the whole world is very much interested in Rovina Island. We wouldn't like a place where you know that whoever is there will be fired anytime. Secondly, you're qualified, not disclaimer. I want to check. By the way, if he's qualified, it's not okay. Yeah. Because you see, sometimes we mix this thing. We think I'm qualified. In normal life, I'm qualified, it's not okay. So I'm also concerned about your qualified We don't need it to be qualified. We need it to be unqualified. I think maybe you explained, because of my running to two meetings, I might have missed it. But we are not very pleased about this status. And you like your outstanding 2010, 2011, because you have not submitted to whoever. Can we have time frames as to when exactly? Because if you are supposed to be submitted by now, I think, but now that it's not submitted, can we at least get some time frames as to when can we expect that report to be tabled? And then you also said the island is accessible to South Africans, proudly so. But, you know, if there is one place which is an interest of the whole world, is that place. I visited some few places on my own before I came here. And when you go there, people want to know about Robben Island, about Mandela. You know, it's like a world interest. Now, if we're told it's accessible to South Africans, are you saying only, or am I putting only there? If you are not saying only, then it's fine. Because I think it should be accessible to the world. People are very much interested in what happened there, because history number one of this world took place in Robben Island. And lastly, yeah, I'm done. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chair. I would first of all also just like to use this opportunity to perhaps congratulate the CEO on what Robben Island looks like at this point. I think during our visit, I was quite impressed measuring that against what I saw the previous times I was there. So congratulations for that. Then secondly, Chair... Okay, then secondly, Chair, I think it is perhaps a pity that the human resource manager isn't here, because I also have questions about that. Honourable Mushwana also referred to that. We know that there has been quite a bit of problems with staff, etc., and it was quite recently that we also read again that staff are quite unhappy with people being dismissed, etc. What processes are in place to ensure that we do have a happy workforce at RIM? And then I would also like to inquire from the CEO in terms of the forensic audit report that was issued some time ago, a quite controversial report. Have you studied it? Have you taken any specific steps regarding that, and more importantly perhaps, some of the recommendations in that report was that criminal action actually be taken against some of the people involved. Have you considered that in any way? Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Chair. First is just a comment. When we're in Robben Island, on our oversight, the member of the council, Mr. Mpatwa, made mention of having two two visits. That is, you are having one now for tourists. So you made mention that you in the long run you are going to make them two for those who will have the whole time or the whole day in the Robben Island, because really, even to me, the present one is not enough. So I hope you have taken that into account. I also want to know how many ferries do you have to now per day? It's also a comment again regarding the boat. I feel really you are not justified in divorcing yourself in boats, even though you're not dealing with the boats, but you cannot carry your mandate, you know, of that heritage without the boats. So I think you have to see to it that really they operate normally. You have to intervene if they affect, you know, the tourists to go to the island, because that affects your mandate of the heritage. Lastly, what my honourable member next to me has said, Honourable Mshwana, about the audit report. We really commend you for the improvement, because really it has been very bad. But still, this is not enough to have a qualified, because even the unqualified one is not acceptable. It must be a clean one to be acceptable. So I think in the coming one, we'll see improvement. Okay, thank you, Honorable Chair.
Thank you, sir. Mine is to indicate my appreciation on your presentation, your presence and your presentation. But I would like to comment on the absence, much as I also accept the apology of the chairperson and deputy. But I think, you know, in future it would be proper really for them to be, in a way, avail themselves, one of them, if not both. That is the first thing. On your achievement, first page of your achievement, you have approximately 10,000 people comprising schools and educators. What is this 10,000 for? Because I'm just relating this to the visit. I don't know whether it's the schools in the visit. This is just a clarity and clarity question. And also on to the second page of the achievement, you have approximately 300,000 visited the island. If 300,000, is that monthly, annually, or so? I would like to get clarity on that. Thank you.
Thank you, honorable members. It's also note, from my side, you must just say thank God for I came late. I would have sent you back. On the basis, number one, maybe I'm lenient because it's not long that you've been here. When you come to the portfolio committee, you are reporting to members of parliament. Before we left for parliament recess, you were aware that you are coming, but you only forgot to report on Monday, which is very unacceptable. But that's why you always ask the department to be part of this. So I'm not sure, Mr. Indian, what role you play to us the problem island, because, as I said, it's because Ms. Moss started the meeting, and I would have sent it back. Secondly, when it comes to the portfolio committee, you must come with your senior managers, because now the strategic people that are not here who are supposed to answer questions at the end of the day that you need them to be answered. Like you marketing your HR people, if you go to senior management. To me, Bounty Spell, as much as I accept the apology of the chair of the council and the deputy, to me it's very disappointing, because as it was called Robben Island because of the crisis. That was in Robben Island, it was reported on paper. That's why we even took initiative to go to Robben Island and leave other entities that were already on our plan. It's because we wanted to solve the crisis. Now, if there is not even one council member, then it tells you something about Robben Island. Maybe the reporting line also, DG, will also assist us on those issues. Unfortunately, members, you can see also the mood is down, because really, if we got the report on Monday and it was a holiday yesterday, then we are just not doing any justice. And we can't be talking to the CFO and the CEO. A CEO who has just started not long ago, first of last year. So I think I'm not happy. A DG, that's why we always call someone from the department so that they can assist on these matters, because we are known as a this committee. That is not. So I don't know what the department play a role on. I think members, I am not happy, but I will allow you to answer them.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Before you answer, though, one more.
Thank you very much, Chair. When I'm starting the meeting, when we do the looks like thank you, Chair. Chair, when we were doing the introduction, when the CEO finished, I said, it's a party that the HR manager is not here. I said, the HR manager, the new appointed one, is supposed to be here. I did raise that concern. But not want to speak of Chair. I think for me, by myself, not as you raise it, for me as a member of parliament, for me I'm not actually also happy with the delegation who are not here, the other management staff, because your management staff is the people who do the implementation in any organization. Say, for me this presentation is a cut and paste presentation, say. Because we have a presentation in Robben Island. This one is not quite different from the one of Robben Island. Yes, there is improvement, but you don't get actually the real improvements in the report. Say, and we receive the presentation a little very late, because for us it is important what are the three plans saying and to what was they implemented. Because it must go end to end. If we're not hearing that, then we can't be let us be sitting here as MPs for it ended. As we visited last week in the Eastern Cape, the Nelson Mandela Museum, and you see the history of Robben Island as we are playing in that, counterpart in that part of that museum, then we can, as South African people, take Robben Island like an easy factor. I see here on this page, I don't know, the first one after the presentation, after this photo, the 4th of September 1996, the cabinet decided that Robben Island must be developed into a national museum, a national monument, and a world heritage site. So we must, if cabinet takes that decision already, what are we saying is people playing an oversight role? We as people playing an oversight role must make sure that decision must be implemented. So say I really, for me, I feel let us rather have another day to and get the presentation in time, so that we as the members of parliament can make sure really we will have or come with recommendations. If you hold your presentation and you sit where you ever sit and you go through the report, then you also as MPs we can come also up with recommendations. Thank you very much.
Before you respond, as we all, DG, you wanted to comment?
Yeah, thanks, Chair. Thanks, Chair. Perhaps let me just comment on a couple of things, Chair. First, let me apologize that the report came in a bit late to the committee members. But secondly, let me also raise the, perhaps it's something that we may communicate better with the committee on about representation to the portfolio committee. My understanding, and perhaps I could be wrong on this, is that when the portfolio committee calls an entity here, it's normally the executives of the entity together with the management of the department. And if the committee requires the council, I'm sure that can be arranged, but it would be useful if that is specifically sort of expressed so that we can ensure that we do get representation from the council. Most council members would be non-executive, so there would have to be arrangements made for them to become available. Certainly the department can facilitate this process, but we would request that the committee does inform us specifically on that. Island is that this report is a report of the 2009-10 financial year, the annual report, the presentation of the annual report. Now, the preparation for it was based specifically on that. That is why all of the things that we are reporting on are things that are on the 9-10, that was done during the 9-10 financial year. The 10-11 matters, we have not really, we had not included them, mainly because they are the annual report for 10-11 is currently being prepared. In fact, we're supposed to table at the 1st of August. We table the 10-11 annual report. The audits have been done, they've been completed. We're in the process of finalizing the printing of the annual report in time for us to be able to table that. Now, that was our understanding, Chair, about what is required for this presentation, and hence the way that the report is actually prepared.
Thank you, Tiji, for the response. Can I just raise one issue, too, based on what I'm raising? When we're in Raven Island, the deputy chair of the council said issues to raise, which I said you cannot raise them, you must raise them at the political, at the portfolio committee, because he said there were burning issues. Now, when members come, when burning issues are raised, that's why you see we call the meeting even after the Women's Day. Again, I know my members are very unhappy with me, because there were really burning issues, you know. But secondly, DG, you see we must not be selective, because if you say now it's executive, then next time this pencil comes, then I'm going to chase doctor away. Because the same executive members are the ones who are reporting more than the COOs of those entities. I think then as a committee we sit and then decide who do we want, who do not want. Because now, the issue that we say cancels, in most cases when your executives are here, they say they cancel, you know. And now the council is not here to defend themselves. Some of the executives can't even report, like the PCO consult, can't even report anything. Instead, the acting CEO, sorry. Instead, the chairperson of the council is speaking more than him, even on operation issues. I think then we as a committee, then we've been lenient on some issues, then I think now we'll also take a stand on that, on those issues. That's why I'm raising my disappointment politically, because there were many issues to raise as well. But you see, Tiji, also on what you're raising on the issue of who to bring or to bring. When you come here with your department, you bring your DTGs. You don't come alone. Because there are some DT issues that you can answer as much as you know them. But specifically on that, or on that program or sub-program, you are the ones. That like, just like Mr. Ndima is here, because he deals with heritage issues, you know. So I think let's be very clear on some issues, not when they suit us. Okay. See, oh, I said I'll be lenient because it's the first time, then you can report on some of the issues. But I think you can get the message very clear from the members of the portfolio committee. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Yes, I would like to sincerely apologize for the absence of the senior managers of Robben Island Museum. But I can assure members of this committee that even though I started in November last year, because of the nature of the institution, I ended up being thrown into the deep end. So I don't think there is an issue that members of council will feel like I don't have an answer for, given the fact that, for example, there are instances where we didn't even have senior managers for quite some time. So I was operationally involved. So I do accept the fact that members of this committee feel the absence of those senior managers is depriving them an opportunity to interact with them, but I can assure them that the team that is present today is in a position to answer questions from the committee. I would also like to apologize about the lateness of the presentation. It will never happen again. We will make sure that we submit it on time, so that members of the committee can interact with the presentation long before there is an appearance by Robben Island. Mr. President, let me just go back to all the issues that were raised. Yes, the issue of relationships and people that have been fired. As we
as just highlighted, the report talks about a past which is already becoming a distant past, because, for example, the history of executive leadership with people getting suspended and fired or settlements, some of those things happened long before my arrival. So that's the problem with the nature of this report, because we were asked to present on 2009-2010, and that's why it's based on those. So the status has changed. For example, I'm now the new CEO, we've got a new CFO. That history is now history. So a lot of things have happened since then, which changes the picture. The qualified audit report, yes, I accept the fact that in terms of succession, I took over an institution which had a record, or still has a record, of weak control environment and a poor financial management, and that's why we had all those qualified audit reports. But I can assure members of the committee that the picture will change for 2010-2011. Even though we joined the organization late, we'll try our best to make sure that it becomes something that members of the committee are proud of. Of course, we will always be seeking guidance and assistance in those areas where we need the intervention or the support of the portfolio committee. In terms of the 2010-2011 annual report, no deadline has been missed. We're just following parliamentary procedures that by the end of this month, we should have completed, printed out our annual report with the audit report, submitting that to the minister, and then the minister follows parliamentary processes. But everything is on track in as far as the 2010-2011 annual report is concerned. Accessibility. Actually, what I was highlighting is that in as much as we have thousands of international visitors, we mustn't forget that there are South Africans here who some of them might not be able to come to the island like the international visitors in terms of because of the cost attached to coming to the island. So that we always make efforts to make sure that the museum is accessible to South Africans as well, like having programs for schools and other programs that try to make it accessible to South Africans. But of course, the majority of our visitors are international visitors. On HR issues and people being dismissed, yes, of course, I think one can not be underestimate the fact that with an institution like Robben Island having gone through what has gone through, I think it's bound to have challenges on HR, and one of them being the fact that there might have been some HR practices in the past that have led us to have the kinds of problems that we're having now. For example, we've got a very huge staff establishment now, which actually doesn't talk to the strategy of the organization, or not even the budget of the organization. So we have a serious challenge, and we are in the process of actually talking to the DG to say we have a challenge here. But one can also not run away from the fact that at some point one has to take decisive action. If it means people must be dismissed if they do some or they commit some misconduct, one has to do that. So, but I'm saying as the new management and council, we are not out there to dismiss people. We always try our best to make sure that there is the counseling, there is the remedial action, and we assist as much as possible to make sure that the performance of staff improves. But all I'm saying is that given the fact that there is this history of difficulties in the organization, one cannot actually run away. There are some things that are inevitable. But we do have at the moment where we've just appointed a new senior HR manager who is attending to some of the challenges that are there. But it would be unrealistic and unreasonable to expect one person to achieve those things within 6 months or 1 year. It's going to take a long time. Because the problems are not small. The controversial reports, the criminal action against people involved, and I do accept that there were those things that happened during that time, and even the council that is there was not even there at the time because a completely new council had to be appointed.
And I must say, we have not taken any criminal. I mean, the current council and myself. Maybe some actions might have been taken before my time. I know that with regards to the collapse of senior management, things were linked to those with those forensic reports. But all I'm saying, I think since we started, a lot of things have been done to address some of the control weaknesses that were there at the time. There are also questions raised around the diversity of tours. Yes, that's what we reported when members of the portfolio committee visited Robben Island, that we are in the process of improving our narrative to make it holistic and inclusive, but at the same time, there's a proper visitor management plan that looks beyond a 2.5-hour trip to the island to say there are people who visit the island because they're interested in the natural environment or because they're interested in the military or World War II installations. And we are working on that. And as I said on the 26th of July, it's not something that one can do quickly because it involves changing the, in terms of logistically our tours in order to accommodate these changes. But we are committed to the diversification of tours because clearly this 2.5-hour rush to the island and back is not working. How many ferries? Yes, at the moment we have four commissioned ferries. We have one cargo ferry, the Blowback, that actually takes cargo to and from the island, and three passenger ferries, the main one being Sikhululekile, which is a 280-seater. We've got the Susan Kruger, which is a 140-seater, and the Dias, which is a 128-seater. So those ferries are actually working. They are commissioned now, even though the other two are historic ferries. They are old, but they are part of the history of the island. So whenever we have taken Sikhululekile for routine maintenance, we always make sure that the other ferries are available to take tourists from the mainland to the island. And in terms of the number of tours, it actually depends on the demand. For example, during the winter months, the demand is low. So we maybe have, let's say, the 9 o'clock, 11 o'clock, and 1 o'clock, and don't have the 3 o'clock. But as things improve, for example, now that we are approaching summer and our peak season, we will add more tours, like the 3 o'clock tour and the 5 o'clock tour. So you find that around November, December, January, we run tours, we even add additional tours, like the 10 o'clock tour and the 12 o'clock tour, depending on the demand. As I said, we managed to do it successfully last year from November to January. And we ran that peak season with our own boats without a problem. We didn't have to hire other people's boats. Of course, the mandate of on the issue of boats, they are historic boats, they are part of the history. The trip to the island was on boats. So one can't actually say, no, we are sailing our boats. The boats will always be ours. That's a matter of working out a proper business model that says, because remember in 1997 or when Robert Einstein started, the museum did not run boats. There was an arrangement that there was a company that was actually running the boats. And those people, by doing that, you are actually transferring the risk or minimizing the risk of us as a museum being responsible for the maintenance of boats and having to do things that have to do with our core business, because the maintenance of a boat is a very expensive operation, and that's why at that time there was that arrangement. Unfortunately, it didn't change before my time, but I'm just saying, we need to revisit and see maybe if we could enter into some kind of a business model that makes it possible for the museum to focus on its core business rather than what is actually happening at the moment. The number of visitors, yes. What happens is that apart from our normal visitors, adult visitors, we also have programs for school children and educators who visit the island. because we also have to serve that constituency, if I may put it that way. In as much as we can't maybe in a position to have every young South African or school-going South African visiting Robben Island, we always try our best. The 10,000 per annum talks to that. The educators and school children, that's why sometimes we have those additional tours, the 10 o'clock tour and the 12 o'clock tour. And those are done specifically for education, to help those school children to experience Robben Island Museum and be part of our tours. And so that the 10,000 talks about that. The 300,000 speaks about the annual, it's an annual figure of people that visit the island on an annual basis. So that's what the slide was referring to. Chairperson, I think I've answered all the questions.
Thank you, Honorable members, is there any follow-up question? Honorable Mabunda, Honorable Mushana, Honorable Ludwig, is there any other person?
Thank you, Chairperson. We have learned also that the present report is not yet ready or tabled before us. So we could be privileged if we could find the present report so that we know exactly what is going on Robben Island, because we're talking about all what was happening by then, especially talking about the 2009-2010 financial year. Presently, we are not being given what is happening now. Secondly, could we also be privileged in terms of the relationship with the relevant departments that are running those unfunded mandate institutions that we have in Robben Island? I know you have briefed us where we were there, but we need to know exactly how do you run there, because it also appears as those are some challenges that you are facing. But when you make your presentation, it seems as if you are able to do these things successfully. For example, when you were giving the running of those boats, the way you are making, you are putting it before us, it seems as if you have the mandate and everything, funds and so on, to can run it, them efficiently. You are making reference to, you know, to the FIFA World Cup, how successfully you have been taking people from the mainland to the island itself. So can we just elaborate on the relationship that we have on those unfunded mandate institutions? And thirdly, maybe just for interest sake, I don't know how will I call it, maybe it is slide number 22. I cannot call it, what is that, bulletin number 1, 2, 3, 4, maybe. When I read this statement, and when you have presenting it, you said a number of successful exhibitions, for example, The Truth and Lies. Am I interpreting the lies as something which is not true, or the interpretation from the Robben Island means something related to anything else that maybe needs to be explained to us? The other issue has been raised by my colleague. Thank you, Chairperson.
Okay. I honor a lot. Thank you, Chair. Just in relation to what the CEO referred to as with both the former situation that it was managed by another company. Are there other aspects on the island that are so-called outsourced functions? And if not, do you foresee that you're going to outsource certain things? Thank you, Chairman. I have two questions. I believe they are follow-up. They are not me at all. The first one is on social justice. There is a slide here which says that the maximum security prison was built between those years by both common law and political prisoners. Political prisoners, actually, after a long time, in the long run, it was discovered that they had not done anything wrong, actually. It was unfortunate that they were. And they were never. If you work because you are a prisoner and you have done something wrong, it's fine. You cannot. But if it's found after a long time that actually we're not supposed to be there, can we talk of social justice? Yeah? Can we say, you sit down and discuss this, and those who have written it and were not paid, you owe them? Whoever. I'm talking of the system. Can we expect them to be? They did something very nice. They need to be paid. That's the first one. And secondly, on business, I've been to Robben Island, although I didn't go with the team, unfortunately. And I could pay anything to reverse that, but I couldn't. I've seen a small, I don't know whether it's a shop or a tech shop there. And I thought, is there a plan? I was just like, is there a plan to come up with some serious shopping complex there? I'm checking. And it would assist this country. We are looking for funds and a lot of things. Because it's like, unless the tsunami, because we don't know, people check and they know what's going to happen in future. Perhaps there are threats of tsunamis because it's an island. But if not, can't we make it our Zanzibar? Thank you.
Chairperson, with your permission, some of the questions I will request my CFO to talk to. I think on the present status of the island, yes, I agree. On the 26th, what we were sharing with members of the portfolio committee was more about what has been achieved since the appointment of the new council and myself and the CFO. I think what might have twisted us here was for us to go back to 2009-2010, because that kind of report actually that we did on the 26th of July was more current in terms of what are the issues that we are dealing with. So, for example, there was a lot of reference to the narrative, the visitor management plan, unfunded mandate. Also, the management of Robben Island, we're talking about issues of security at the time that as a museum, we do not have the capacity to patrol the 1 nautical mile. And in order to try and address that challenge, we are in talks with the Department of Fisheries because they've got the capacity to do that and even the capacity to arrest those poachers. But I'm saying those are the issues that you raised on the 26th. So those are the issue of unfunded mandate with regard to the clinics, the post office, even firefighting. We are also in talks with the city of Cape Town because that's a mandate of the city. Robben Island is part of a ward, I think part of Greenpoint, to also address to that because at the moment we don't have the capacity to deal with fire and all of that. So we are in talks with various state entities and departments to try and assist us, including the post office and the Department of Health, to say assist us even in running the or maybe equipment for the clinic. Because if you were to give me money, I wouldn't know where to go to where to start to buy medical supplies. Why not actually have people who are better placed to do that assisting us with that? But I also pointed out that we do have a challenge of municipal services in general, the provision of water, electricity. Of course, we have the Department of Public Works, which has a different relationship than any other museum, that they are based on the island, and they do provide some services, but at the moment, they are also struggling with the maintenance of the island, and they are in talks with the Department of Arts and Culture around the introduction of something called a facilities management contract, where some aspects of the maintenance could be done privately, because at the moment the concern is that they don't have the capacity to maintain the island. So I'm saying we are in talks with different stakeholders or interested parties with regard to the island, but as far as all those things are concerned, we are working on them with our council to try and address them. So the situation is, I don't think it's as maybe bad as it was 3 or 4 years ago. I think with the current council, there's been a lot of dedication and commitment, and all effort has been put towards turning around the organization. So I've just spoken about the unfunded mandates and the relationships, things that you are trying to address. Yes, the issue of running off boats, I think we have hinted at them that we are trying to come up with some plans to try and come up with a new business model to address challenges that have to do with the running off boats. But as I said, we have made some progress, but it doesn't mean that we are on top of things, because running a boat is a very expensive operation. Other museums are talking about purchasing maybe 10 vehicles and they spend $1 million. For us, that $1 million really is just one engine. So it's a very, very tricky operation for a museum to do that. So the truth and lies, actually the name of the exhibition, Truth and Lies. It doesn't mean that there is truth and lies in what I'm saying. It's just the name of the exhibition. So please forgive me in case it came out as if maybe someone was telling the truth and the other one telling a lie. No, it's just the name of the exhibition. Of course, in the business of heritage and history, there is always contestations around what is true and what is false. And that's why the exhibition was named Truth and Lies. Yes, outsourcing of functions. As I said, we are in the process of actually reassessing the business model and see if there are any of our processes. But things like security and cleaning, they are already done. We've got contractors, outside people that are doing that. But we also need to investigate other areas, like, for example, our curio shop is also outsourced. So there are some elements of our operation that are done by private individuals or private companies or entities. As far as social justice for exploitative prisoners, I think that's a matter for Parliament and this committee. I don't think we as Robben Island, as a museum, we can assist maybe with providing research or information, but in terms of the decision of how to deal with the labor and exploitation, I think that's a matter that is beyond us as a museum. It's something maybe for this portfolio committee to take to Parliament to say, how do we deal with this issue of injustice and exploitation. As far as the issue of the shopping complex on the island, honorable member of the committee, I think since 1997 or maybe even before that, there's been proposals for hotels and all kinds of fancy business ventures. So we haven't run short of proposals on what needs to be done. And I think council has always been, councils over the years have always been reluctant, because they might be feeling that we might end up contaminating the integrity, especially the history of the island, by opening a hotel or by opening a casino. There's even proposals of people who want to build an underground school of leadership that won't be visible from above. So we do get quite a lot of proposals. But of course, whatever gets presented or sent to us, council is there to look at it. And of course, if it's something that is serious, we'll always seek guidance and advice from our department and from this portfolio committee. But since 1997, there's always been proposals for the island to be turned into something else other than what it is at the moment.
And members, is there any other issues before I close?
You're allowing me to come in again. You see, I don't want to talk about life and truth, because that's you dealt with. I read a book, you know people read books, about Mandela Sui, and it talks of a garden that he worked on. It's not mentioned anywhere, and we the world need to know about it. I'm not sure if I'm putting it bluntly to you. Can you investigate? We're very much interested in the garden that you worked on, Ethan. And just to know about that garden. Is it possible? Thank you. In future, not today, maybe.
In
Robin Island.
Where are you? You are not there with us.
No, no. I was not there with you.
Oh, that's why I'm sure asking why don't you know about the garden, because we're showing the garden.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
No, my chaperone will update you, thank you.
No, we cannot. That's why I want to know, because we were shown this garden. How? Okay.
Oh, thank you very much.
DJ, do you have anything to say before I comment?
Perhaps, Chair, let me just briefly, the fact that Robben Island is a bit unique for a number of reasons. One is that its location is a bit unique as an island, which places a lot of responsibility which normal museums would not have from a security point of view, but also from a development point of view. But also it's a precious site from a historic perspective for South Africans and for the world. That adds a particular dimension to it. And on top of all of that, it's got a sensitive natural environment, let me put it that way, which requires specific, management. If you've got too many rabbits, it has a destruction on the island. If you've got too much deer, it's an environment that requires balance. And on top of all of that, becomes a World Heritage Site, which places more restrictions on what can happen there and on the way that it needs to be managed. And now, a question which we are asking ourselves and which I think an engagement that we're going to have with the island is, what is the best way of managing this for posterity? What's the business model, and what is the museum's core business when it comes to Robben Island? Should we not be looking at other way of providing some of the support services so that the management of Robben Island can focus on the core business of the management and the preservation of the site for posterity? For future generations, as a World Heritage Site. Now, that might require some tough decisions in the way that some of the services, some of them which are ancillary for the operation of the site, including possibly the boats. Obviously, the council would have to take those kinds of decisions, but we've got to engage as a department with Robben Island on reaching the most sensible fiscally, but also managerially, the most sensible solution for the best management of the island. I just thought it's important that we place that openly, because it's something that we at some stage would have to come to the committee and report on. Thanks.
Thank you.
Chairperson, I think I'm covered by the.
No.
I think yes, that is very well, and I'm also happy with the way the CEO has handled most of the questions that were raised.
Do you want to comment? What's the problem? Are you threatened by the city?
It's because of the comprehensive way.
Honorable member, you know, Mr. Ndima usually makes a long line, so I'm just surprised. What is the problem? You do from the minister's side?
I think we are covered, Chair. It's safe to say that maybe at some point we might want to have a discussion about the point that you were exchanging on with the DG, so that we have a shared perspective on that.
political rep. Are you fine?
I'm fine, Chair. I'm scared of the digits.
Okay. At least you are honest. No, I was just being nice because of Women's Month, but I would not have done what I'm doing. What I would like to say is that understand the complexity of the issues of Robben Island. Also understand the political conversation as well on the issues of Robben Island as well. And also all those around, we understand those issues very well. I always say to entities when they come, the questions that we ask are not our questions, they're questions from the public. They would ask you, as Mamshwan is asking about the shopping mall, you will ask it. Well, why is there no shopping mall? Why don't you? It's general people, it's not usually us, but we will ask on our behalf. But I must be, it's Women's Month, and I think it's very unfair that every time you go to Robben Island, you are told the history from Magana, from Langalgalele, from all this. No, I was a woman was a prisoner in Robben Island. The Xhosa prophetess who said the cows must be killed because the white people flow to the sea. I thought it's something that I must raise because it's not even said every time I go to Robben Island. I'm a woman, whether she was there for good or bad reasons, but she was arrested by the British governor by then. I think it's something that in history you must look into it. Because and check if she was she the only woman or were the other women. Am I wrong? No. Oh, yes, no. Oh, okay. Okay. No, or are you shocked that I'm raising this? Even the DJs never spoke anything about this thing. I'm disappointed. So I thought as a woman, this is part of our history. This is part of our women's struggle to say. Because as I was, when I asked years earlier when I was a student, to say, was there any woman who was arrested here? They said no, until I did my own research. So I thought because Women's Month, I must raise this issue. Because also it forms part of this history. When we speak about our history, our heritage, whether she was a good prisoner or a bad prisoner, but I think it's one of the issues as well that we must be raised. Secondly, there was an issue in Robben Island. As you said, there are SARA regulations on the issue of the quarry to say how do we control people who are coming there. I know you said some are stealing, especially where they are stoned. But as Africans, as we always say, we believe in touching the soil. You know, when you go to a place, you don't want to go to a bus. You want to walk where Mandela, Sisulu were working at the quarry and all that. I think it's one issue that we have to consider. Maybe we'll consider a bridge, whether we consider security around there so people can walk and take photos and do all this as well. As much as it is a World Heritage, it's still a tourism site because a person who comes to Cape Town, there's no way they want to live without seeing Robben Island, more than Table Mountain, no. As I said to you, CEO, I'll be nice to you because it's your first time presenting. You must sit down with Ndima, with Ubabu Ndima, we are man as a group. He always guides these entities to say that there must be numbers on pages. You must say thank you, Honorable Story is not here today, otherwise we could not have finished this meeting. So you are blessed, and in detail, you see, as much as DG, as I agree with you, that we can want show now to attend report, but we want the details. As we speak right now, I don't know how many people are working in Robben Island. I don't know how many have disabilities, people living with disabilities. I don't know the real financial or yes, we read these things, but it's better when the experience is FYOU, so that you can say, yeah, there was an irregularity because AG will just give you the report, irregularity, right? You can't even explain why did you get that irregularity. I think those are some of the things that I must raise as well. But I must say, for now, we as a portfolio committee will just give you that that grace to see how you turn things around. When you come to the portfolio committee, the minister also reports to us, so you can tell us whatever that you're doing. You know, so we can close them outside and say now, don't hide it. I know people are just, they always believe that we report to the minister. I think that must be also be, yes, he is the political, but this is where the back stops, because we are the ones who will vote for the budget that we must get. But we would love to see a turnaround strategy. I know you are working on something, but in a few months' time, we'll be calling you back. What is it in place, Mr. Nkiza, that we are going to do to turn around? I mean, you really, it has been bad for Robben Island to get a qualification and disclaimer for four consecutive years. You know, it's something that is very terrible. I know, that's why I'm saying I'm happy that you are the something that you are raising. But pass my message to the deputy chairperson, because he wanted to raise issues, and we invited him to come to Port of Committee because he was the one who was with many issues to raise, also on other funding models. And I hope you've taken into consideration what we've raised also in the meeting at the governor's house. So I'll call it the governor's house. That's what is written. So it's for the governor's house. And members, thank you for this, for your time here. And next time when you come with your whole team. At least you don't fly. You just take a boat to come here. You know, it's just, it's the right. So there are issues that we always raise. And yeah, if you have challenges, that's why you haven't sent him other back, because you know really what the portfolio has. Thank you. Ngiyakhululeka, as we continue with the meeting, you are released if you want to stay. But I know you must not stay, you must leave. Because you still have turnaround issues to do at Robben Island. Robben Island can do. I'm not done with honorable members and as a fact there's a lady there. I always would like to know who is in our meeting. Yes, can you tell us who you are? You are part of us.
I'm from the Esther from the Berger.
Oh, the Berger. Oh. Okay, let's no, we just wanted to know who you are. And is there any the two other ladies at the back?
I'm Sarah Bassett from the Parliamentary Monitoring Group.
Oh, okay. And there the back then?
Michelle Peterson, Independent Newspaper.
Okay, welcome Michelle to the meeting.
Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Members, the second issue before I raise other issues, we have minutes that are outstanding on the oversight. Before we still have other issues on pencil, on legal matters and other issues. Can we just do it while we're here? No, it's allowed. It's allowed. Media is allowed. All the media is allowed. Yebo. There's a net for Robben Island. It'll work. Okay, no media is allowed. We said we are a transparent government. Honorable members, before I go to these other issues, there were minutes and oversight reports that were circulated to you, and I believe you have read them. 20 minutes, no? 2 minutes, yeah. They were sent long time ago, members. We just need to adopt them so that they can be sent to the ATC. Honorable members, the first one is for the 15th, where we have the National Heritage Council. Honorable Lotteris?
Chair, I propose that we accept it.
Thank you. Honorable Lotteris, seconder? Honorable Morton, Honorable Shona? Then we have the second minute on the Pan-African North Language Board Council. Honorable Chikola? Okay, and Nkosi Baba. Seconder, Honorable Lotteris. Members, before we go, on any other business, I've got two issues, that's why I'll choose them. There's a letter in front of you that has been sent to me by comrade and my friend, advocate, Sonwabile Mangotwa. Sonwabile Mangotwa is raising an issue. If you remember, honorable member, about the South African Traditional Music Awards, they presented the cause and they explained the issue of the irregularity of the issue. And I did not say, but now the probe challenge that they're having, basically, after I called him after I received this letter, because I said to him, the meeting of the portfolio committee said you must continue as normal in your work. Just ignore the SIU that is there. If they find something, then
That's when there will be an issue. But just continue as normal. But now the challenge, DG, that is there, is that Advocate Manuja is raising issues that the managers there are just scared to sign anything. They are called by the SIU now and again. The CFO is refusing to sign anything. And I said, I don't understand why, because we as a portfolio committee agreed that just work as normally. You must still come back. The SIU pretended it is not there, but it seems it has got issues as well. There is this issue of SATMA awards. When I had a conversation on the phone, I said to him, I really don't get the issue here. What is the problem? All I can get that is they're scared of that SIU that is in there. We understand the basics of the SIU, why it was there, and I still don't understand why it was an SIU there on my own. But I told members before, I cannot just take a decision without informing the committee, because these are the hours that speak to us as Africans. These are the other words that speak to us as less South African on traditional music. And the president of the country even said that SATMA awards are not a good, are a good initiative. They speak to the soul. Who we are, the awards are diverse to us as Africans. We can still do more. They are unique. That's why he even challenged the lottery to pump more money and other people as well. When I came to a conclusion, members, I just said, DG, I will write a letter on behalf of the portfolio if we agree. To just advise, maybe Advocate Manuja wants a letter when he goes, wherever he goes, that we have said they must agree. Even the minute we stipulated that they must work as usual, as normal, as long as they follow PMFA regulations. Even if the person is a one bid or whatever, but you still follow, have to follow those regulations. I think it's 10 days, ne? You must write it 10 days to the AG before, something like that. I'm no longer a public servant. I know when there's no... when something is owned by some, because even like this jazz festival, it's a sole ownership. It's like the SATMA, but you still have to follow the right processes. So I thought I should just raise it and write the letter. And DG, maybe I know you are not prepared for this. When is this SIU finishing also? Because it's just traumatizing everyone. My phone rings even at 12 o'clock at night from people from we don't land away on a Lenin Chicago. Really, I just can't take it. People are traumatized them too. Every night I call, the SIU call me today. I'm the PA of so and so. This is what DG knows. He has stopped answering my phone, because every time I call him, I ask him, when is this SIU leaving this? You see, I can't interfere also to the SIU and say to Willie, when are you opening what you are doing? But really, honorable members, yesterday I was even called by a PA of somebody saying, was called by the SIU to find out. Well, who does he call, where does he bank, and all those things. And really, I can understand the trauma, but now it is really affecting their work. And one issue that I want to raise, but I thought you must know, it seems this SIU also, it's just from my analysis, it's a personal issue, because there are documents that I will share with the members of the portfolio committee only, that I must bring down the CEO of the NEC. It has gone to that extent, but I will not name the names here, unfortunately. We'll speak when we have the portfolio committee. That I must be assigned to nail down, I must bring him down. I don't even know him, for heaven's sake. So that is what is happening, DG. I think we'll do from your side with the ministry. It really needs political intervention, but we'll talk to you and I, because there are some issues that with this portfolio committee, you know, we're not here to bring anyone down. We are just doing our job. If people have got political issues, with or personal, because I think this is more personal than work related. I know DG tried to be diplomatic here to say, no, the office is a minister, the minister is an office. I said, this is a look like SIU. Members? Can't you call?
My name is trying to talk about your name, what is it? Siabulela. Uma usherekunye nanto kwenzela uba sazi noko uba kwenzeka izinto ezimbini endiye ndazipik up apha as two bullets zisachaza ngezinto ezisizaziyo nyani and ke ndibuya ndingabusazi uba eyona nto kufuneka siyenzele uba yeyiphi. Ndiyavuya ke ukuba noko unesikobo ongasisebenzisa into yokuba mhlawumbi ngakho incwadi ebhalekayo uyitshekhe noko loo nto uba yenzeka kanjani. Athi inyaniso into yokuba kaloku idepartment izawufuneka
DG are they hands on with the Zimbabwe 26?
I don't doubt your skills in writing, but when you write, you must not be seen as if we are trying to cover something by being a stumbling block on the way of the FIU. We must not interpret like that.
I was just going to say on the content of the letter that let the work continue as normal, and that's it. As we had agreed in the portfolio committee, that we said the work must just continue as normal as long as we follow the processes of government and all those issues. And I think that's why I just don't see any problem. I think also from the side of the work, maybe you can go and see what's happening there, or we to a man, because it seems now this people, this SIU is just an animal in that NHC, you know, and it's just hindering. I'm not defending anybody here, but I'm just saying it's like an animal that came to Godzilla is in that house, you know. Well, so Gigi, I think from your side also, it would just be very safe to say that it must continue as normal, because I also consulted the political head, who said she doesn't understand what is this fear so much. Because I said, as I will just give the report, if they find something, they find something. But did you also, can you give us a, when is the SIU finishing? Maybe if you know anything. Because I know it's a 6-month period, I know the protocol is of the president, but just give this portfolio committee off.
Thanks, Chair. Perhaps let me. My understanding is that the SIU is in the process of writing their reports and finalizing them. We will hear from them when they are done. But Chair, let me restate what we had said earlier, that the presence of the SIU should not mean that work must stop. You know, Chair, that even in the department we've got the SIU. Even the programs that they are investigating, we continue to implement them. Because the presence of the SIU does not mean that we've got to change things. Obviously, it does mean that we've got to ensure that, as in any other time, that we do our business in the way that we are supposed to be doing it. But it should not change anything. And I have mentioned this to the Heritage Council, and will continue to make it a point that they continue doing their business. It would be, I really do think that it would be a sad day when we have to come to the portfolio committee and say we couldn't do X, Y, and Z because there was SIU on site. It should not be that way.
Okay, thank you, members. So we agree? Okay. Yeah. Okay, thank you, DG, and... can you just give that answer to Ms. Ndima? You support. I hope you've got good relations now after the looking. Thank you. I hope you've got good relations as well. But DG also as well, maybe it's something that I've just asked you, based on what the president would say on, is there any other place where you can fish for finances for these awards, because those are the only awards where people, our own people enter free of charge, and it's an outcry. If there's any way you can source funding for those awards, Ms. Ndima, I don't know whether the lottery is still funding. I don't know, but where you can source funding, yes, for those awards as well. But the second issue that I would like to bring to the portfolio committee is the issue of pencil. I believe members, we've got the report from the lawyers on Parliament side, and you have DG, you've got the report as well, and it's a very technical report, and from what I could get is to, after consulting Advocate Kachwayo, whom I thought would be here, is that there is just no real matters. It's just an abuse of power. The issue is more like an abuse of power
from the acting CEO side, because there was nothing that would be found, because a lot of money has been spent on these legal fees. And Pantel, it's a lot of money that has been spent, and we couldn't even get the reasons when the portfolio committee was here. Why were they not reinstated according to what the court said? They spoke about the subjudice. Don't allow me to say nothing. They've been subjudicating all the meetings. So on this matter, we still, have you looked into it, issue with your legal department? Because it's a lot of money has been spent. We're speaking about an institution that is going down on a deficit of millions. And I believe that the CEO was dismissed is also appealing. I'm not sure how far it is. I think I got that as well. But after consulting the Mr. Nkosi in Durban, who was reinstated to the job, the acting CEO said to him, yes, you can come back to work, but you'll work on my conditions. So I think there's a serious abuse of power, DG, and I hope this matter will be sorted out as soon as possible, because from our feeling that those two people must just be reinstated, Advocate Fanny and Mr. Ngosi from Sumelane, because even when they came to the portfolio committee, you did not get the gist of really what is happening. So after they met, our legal team here, Advocate Kajwayo, said that they just not get the reality of the matter. The only thing that they recommend is that those two people must be reinstated back to work. And that's it.
We're trying to resolve this thing with Pansan.
Mm-hmm.
I think Advocate Gutayo's report does mention this, that this has become quite a complex matter, because it's not one matter. Even the legal case, there's a multiplicity of legal cases. Either way, everybody seems to be suing everybody else. The issue which we are placing as a bottom line is that we cannot be wasting resources on issues that do not really seem to be vital for the organization. Certainly, where there's been transgression of the law, when there's been misconduct, action should be taken. But it cannot be justifiable that all of the management time and a lot of resources get diverted into all these processes. So we are trying to, we are fast tracking the finalization of all of these matters together with PANSAP.
How long will it take to do this? Do you have a date specified?
Can I come back to you with the date?
Yes.
I would love to come back to you. We can send that in writing.
I'm raising this because after this, I must respond to media on some of these issues, especially on the matter of Pansal, more than any other issue, because this matter has gone too far. I know I'm not putting you on the corner, but I think on the meeting that you must have with Pansal on the board, because Honorable Lotter, to what Advocate said, that when they met the board, it's in the board, they didn't know what was happening in Pansal. Only Dr. Malete and Swip were running the show. The board was not aware of all these things when they met them. So I think then there's a serious abuse of power, and then I think we must not hide this. I said it even before, Cohen, because from what you get, Advocate, is he an advocate? Swip was saying that these people, he fired them because they didn't want to listen to him. And he just said something that there is serious abuse of power, and I think it's a matter that must be closed. That means if the council, DG, does not know what is happening, that means then it's a one-man show. Then there's a serious issue then within council then. So then I think there's no direction. And I would just recommend that those people must just be reinstated, and I think Robin Dim, the first will contact you, no, no,
and because they do on the side of the school and the political intervention as soon as possible, because we have to respond to those issues. Is there anyone who wants to say anything on this? Captain Sal?
The person has got to realize never since there's a miscarriage of justice as it is happening here. Really, because if the court has given its order, you have to comply with the order, and then you take the action thereafter. You comply first. So this is just miscarriage of justice, really, and a waste of our tax money.
The Honourable Lotus?
Chair, yes, perhaps just to emphasize the fact in terms of the legal costs, because the calculation sent as reply to a question I asked concerning the former CEO, that ran over 5 million rand. And if you think PANSAB has a budget between 50 and 60 million, it's almost 10%. Now, this isn't even including the Simulani and the Feni cases. So, really, this must end now.
Any other person? Again, comment? Oh. I think you can get the feeling of the portfolio committee. It's been a waste of money. It has just been an abuse of power, because even when they came to the portfolio committee, you couldn't get the gist of why these people were fired two consecutive times. So you would advise that person, as we meet them, editing, they must reinstate those two as soon as possible, because it's just a waste of money. But we would also request a little cost, the breakdown of the legal cost as well, because now what I'm sure they also want to contest, they will contest even the appeal of the CEO, they will also contest the reinstatement of the people, and it's our money. And I think honestly, even that if the council then cannot act and then there's a one-man show, I think that there's a serious issue on the legalities as well. I think when next time we'll meet funds of myself to the whole council as well. Although it's the ministry's prerogative as well. But what I could get from Advocate Kachua is that even the members of the board, Dr. Redrum, some of them don't even know the mandate of PANSAB. It's just academics. It's people who don't understand what they are supposed to do politically as well. I think Mdu and DG and Abundin, and we want the one next time when we call you, maybe in 2 weeks' time, when we decide when we move, why the still women's month, I can use the power. So, can we just get a report, because we can't be running one issue here. And as Honorable Davin said, that it's just a miscarriage of justice, because really, I am not a lawyer, but you would advise me, when the court has ordered, you must just reinstate this. Then you contest why the person is still inside, whatever. So, yeah.
Yes, Chair, I think also related to this, if I could inquire, the PANSAB legislation, because that is problematic in terms of reporting, because the board says it reports to Parliament, and it's not a section or Chapter 9 institution, it's actually a Chapter 1 institution. So I think whether the department has discussed the whole issue of perhaps revisiting the Act.
On that one, I also asked the team of Parliament to just raise this issue as well to the Speaker's office and other people, because it's a serious challenge. If you remember the last portfolio committee, when they were here, when they were saying those issues, then I asked them, where do you get the money from? Then if you are coming to tell us that you don't report to the minister, then don't get the money from that minister. And but I must say in this meeting, without fear, that there's a lot of, I don't have another diplomatic word, silliness in PANSAB. You could read from the tone of that report. This was just written by a very silly person. Even to the letter to the president, I understand they've withdrawn it. I don't know how far through is it. But it's silliness, because you don't start to the portfolio, you don't go to the minister, Mashadilo, you don't even go to the speaker, you just go directly to the president as if no one has attended to you. So it must tell you something about it. I think what must be done to, if then CEOs know that, let there be an appointment of a CEO. I think it's one of the things that I would recommend as soon as possible, because I think the acting CEO, there's a problem there, you know. But some of the issues that I think, as we do our program as well, we have to call them back. We still need to do those down.
Thanks, Chair. I think one of the things that DG would have said previously, and maybe you will come back in detail at some point, is to strengthen what he calls what governance capacity to oversee the work of our entities.
Mm.
Because in the past they've been working slightly differently, more like arm's length approach. Mm. So it's something that has been raised seriously that we must sort it out, because you'd have this kind of tendencies that create problems for all of us. And I think one of the things we must say is that the work that we have done as the portfolio committee has added value to advancing the very same argument of strengthening our own capacity in the department to oversee the work of entities. And I think at the end of the day, we have a shared responsibility, that of serving the public. And if people act in a manner that they do and abuse state resources, we have to act on them. And I think, as DG says, maybe that's why he can't commit. We'll have to come back and report what action have we taken to make sure that we put things to order.
Okay. Thank you. What is the date today? Before the end of August, while it's Women's Month. By the time now, before the end of August, it's fine. While it's Women's Month, then we would love to have the report. Members, do you agree?
Yes.
No, it has to. It's on paper and due. You must read the report as well. It's something that has been happening for a long time. And I think there was also no political intervention as well, because council was just running a nice puzzle shop on their own there. You know, everyone decides. I've never seen it to show that there's an abuse of power. The chairperson of council speaks more than the CEO, even on operational matters. You know, I just thought I should just be quiet and watch this. You know, sometimes you just leave people so that you can understand what is really, really happening. Because the chairperson of the council speaks more than the CEO. That means even the operations are run by him. He controls everything. So you could see the abuse of power on his own. When it comes to matters of the suspensions and all those things, now the big CEO, acting CEO comes in, you know. We could just study the situation, you know. I even said to the chairperson of the council, I don't know you, I've never met you, I'm just doing my work, because I don't think we are happy as members as well on that issue. And DJ, before the end of August, would like the report. Come on. I'll just be nice. Actually, I wanted to say next week. So, but I'll just say before the end of August, on the issue of consult, you know. Hmm?
You want time for the annual report?
No. They are simultaneous. Those are simultaneous. So there's what is called delegation of power. One must run with it. And DG, by the end of the day today, please, But also request from your side of the department, I know I'm putting in a corner, if there are possibilities, Ms. Ndima, to get more funding for this. What's this? Not from the department specifically, I know you say you don't have money. Just to whether it's entities or whatever, where you can get money, because I've got a heap of letters from those traditional music to say that... Satma, you know, I've never been there. I don't even know what's happening, but I know everybody just excited Nama Satma Awards. Just to, but I know I'm asking the wrong question to the Satma Award. Is the only African music traditional, even if it's African or English? Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. So because before the end of the day, this June today, I delegate now. Kela umfone lolo umsobo wako, umbalele ne nincwadi ukuthi makaqhubeke as usual nawo sadma award labo bakhe nani, but as long as kulandelwa umgaqo ka kahulumeni babundima, please don't go and lock the office now. No, but also I think it would be more important as well, teaching from your side and your team as well, just to go and see the environment there, because I mean if people are really calling, I don't mean there's trauma, I don't know why people so scared of SIU, because if you can come here when I've got nothing to hide, I wouldn't be scared. But I think the people that went SIU, they just make people very, very, hey, yeah, see, I want to get it.
Chair, we will help the NHC to continue operating properly. Mm-hmm. I must say, though, Chair, that I would steer clear of trying to tell them what decisions to reach. Mm-hmm. What we would encourage them is to continue operating as they ought to be operating within the ambit of the law.
Yes.
Thanks.
Yeah, thank you, TG. And please ask them not to call me.
So, Chair, one of the things we must say as well is that the SIU is doing its work. We must not sound as if we don't want them to do their work.
No, we are agreeing them to.
Yeah.
We are saying that. They must just, what I'm saying, let's be specific to say that on programs that they have, on all what they've agreed upon on the financial year, they must just continue, whatever management decision they have, they must just continue and normal. And just pretend as if the SIU is not there, it's just doing its job. Do you understand what I'm saying? They must just continue. The work must not be hindered because the SIU is there. But also we cannot hinder also the work of the SIU as well. That's what I'm saying. Just to say they must operate normally. No one is going to be arrested, because now the CFO was apparently scared even to sign even 5 rand or 10 rand because he's scared of the SIU. You know, so that's the issues that I want us to raise. So people must just continue as normal and just cooperate with the SIU as a good. I think that's the only issue that Masrama will do. These things have got psychological impacts as well. Even I'm the case, I'm investigated tomorrow here. I can even search under the wardrobe. So what do I have? While I know that I've not done anything, I think it's just a psychological issue more than anything else, just to calm the people, to say that these just people are just doing their job, just cooperate and that's it. If you've got nothing to fear, you won't be scared of anything. You know, I think psychologically I understand the kufana nati. I heard somebody was saying to me, hey, off the record. Are scared, and in such situations there are rumors, you know, because one was saying the SIU is collaborating with the AG so that they can deal with people. And you see now, if you're in the finance, what are you going to sign up for, German? Because we are scared, because now the AG is full. So also rumors also on board on this issue, you know, rumors that, hey, the DG doesn't like you or the minister doesn't like you. So it's just that kind of environment. That minister, even the new one, doesn't like you. That's why he's just calling me this thing. And it's not this minister who has executed this SIU. It's the previous minister, you know, who executed it. And that's what I was really explaining to them, that it is only the prerogative of the president that the SIU can come in. This minister, there's nothing he can do, you know. You'll wait for that period, whether it's 4 months or 6 months. You see, those are the things that I'm trying to say, Babundima. You must explain to these people, because these people now, it seems they don't understand what is happening, you know. They think this new minister rubber stamped this thing, and this DG doesn't like the CEO. You know, there are a lot of things that you, on my phone, that you hear, there's a new body coming due once they want to make the CEO. All these things, I listen to them daily. So I'm trying to show you the psychological impact of these things, because there are also rumors on all these things. So Nyakala DG, people must just continue. We will also, as the decision of the committee is there, it's on the minute, they must just commit you. We will go to the SATMA as well. The SATMA must continue, or the Siberia, or Liberia, or there are many that they were writing on me. I was, it must just continue as normal as long as people are just following EPMFA, Yawundima, and AG regulation. I think the members will just agree with me on that one. I will just write a letter, the same letter as it will be that content, that will say you just follow the law. Because just act as if the SIU is not there. Just cooperate when it calls you. You know, is there any other person who wants to comment before I close? Linda?
Chair, I'm still here on the issue of the funding of SITMA. Chair, if this funding is coming from government, then we can't speak in the nearby 20 years of democracy only key to a certain race group awards. And as you see on Saturday, the president was launching the vote of Adam Koch. Then we can't speak then the same language from what was happening on Saturday. The question one day, the acknowledgement in this country. And in the Northern Cape, those constant people, they are seeing and dancing in the language. So I think you must relook in this matter if you really want to build your nation. Thank you very much.
I think completely now that one, I understand what you're saying. This was, and from my understanding of the history, it was an initiative because they met for hours. Then I think different city. They would just specifically, they have a certain specific of issues because traditional music was not ours. If quite as they've got traditional music ours, then I don't see any problem being included as well, because if an initiative is started, there is broadening of it, you know. So this was not only to say that it's because our music as Africans was not, especially the indigenous, we don't play Costina and all this, was not at all recognized. I think that's where the issue is. But then if we can just say, let's broaden the scope, maybe to say, Durem music is also a traditional form of it, will there is an initiative. I think on that one we agree upon. Can I close? No other business. Okay. Thank you, DG, for coming, Mr. Mbata. Every time I know her, the legal advice, you know. Of the minister. Thank you, Mr. Vincent Dima, and thank you for honoring this meeting, DG. And we were on oversight. You had a lady there. Can I get her? Tembi was missing in Grantown, was she there? Okay. Yeah, but Tembi was with us all the way. I really appreciate it because she was well informed also on issues as well. So we appreciate it so much that you sent someone as well. And what I think we like to the portfolio committee is just to see somebody as deputy director level. Well, usually when you're at portfolio committee, the only DGs, because you think these other ones are more less informed. To me, that is really a staff development for someone that level, because I know in most portfolio committees they will say, no, if you're a director, you can't go there. Portfolio committee, they do those in some departments. I think Babundima is a good initiative, and it's Women's Month, and you send the women. I think when you are progressive, except locking the offices on. As I conclude, do, and DG, in the next, before the end, pencil, please solve those issues. Do, political decisions must be taken. Members of the portfolio committee. What is while he's looking so neat is because of the wife and the woman who's next to him. Because if the woman was not there, he wouldn't be looking that way. Members of the portfolio committee, I know I said you must come after you had a long day of Women's Day yesterday. Unfortunately, we must prove that women are not lazy. Even after a holiday, we still go back to work. And I think the program will continue as normal next week. We are meeting the Natal Museum, soon to the Municipality Museum. And William have three at gallery. That will be next week. What time? Okay. 9:30, members. And thank you very much. That proposal is still in. I'm missing the house chair on the issue of the oversight internationally. But we'll be doing another oversight in KZN end of somewhere in September. So I think we are trying as much to cover everything. Thank you, Vele. Faith, your media people are already calling, so you must be on my side. Sidwell, Jabule Lagakulu. Thanks, Vera. Members, thank you. Also, Lydia from PMG.
Sarah.
Sarah, thanks, Sarah, for coming. And members, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you.